Hey there, agility friend. If you've listened to a few of my podcast episodes, you know that I'm a huge fan of something called growth mindset. You can have access to the best instruction in the world, and you can have the best dog in the world, and the best skills in the world, but if you don't have a solid mindset and approach to the challenges that sport and life are going to toss your way, you're not going to be able to really make the most of all of those bests that you have, you know, best instruction, best dog, best skills, all that stuff. I'm so passionate about the importance of our mindset when it comes to dog agility and really everything in life that I've written an ebook about growth versus fixed mindset, what the hallmarks of those two mindsets are, and how one can really propel you along your agility journey and one may really be holding you back, maybe without you even being aware of it. That ebook is not for sale anywhere, but it is available for free to subscribers of my email list. So if you're curious about what a growth mindset is, what a fixed mindset is, and how to ensure that you've got the right mindset for making the most of your dog agility training and handling journey, head to podcast.theagilitychallenge.com and scroll down till you see the link to subscribe to my email list and get that ebook. It's totally free and it's a game changer. Check it out today at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. Your agility training time is precious. At the end of a long day, or maybe at the beginning, it can be a few minutes alone with your dogs where you can enjoy losing yourself in the process of learning and playing with your dog. So in this week's challenge tip, I want to encourage you, when you head out to train, to take off your watch, put down your phone, don't look at the clock, and try your best to avoid measuring your training time in terms of minutes or hours, and instead measure your training in terms of how many high quality reaches and repetitions you and your dog make together. Rather than minutes spent, how many new connections did you form in your brain? How many new connections did you help your dog form in his or her brain? Instead of saying, I'm going to practice weave pulls for 10 minutes, tell yourself, I'm going to do 5 really difficult weave entry approaches with my dog. Instead of planning on spending half an hour working through a course with your dog, plan to make 10 or 20 good, sharp handling decisions in a row on a given sequence with your dog. Your goal should be to get to that sweet spot that I talked about in last week's agility challenge tip as quickly as possible. And measure your progress by reaches and reps from within that sweet spot, even if it's only for a few minutes. That determines a successful training session. Now, of course, this can be difficult, especially if you're working to fit your training into an already busy day. Most of us can't afford to get lost in the training process for hours on end, and frankly, our dogs would probably get bored anyway. So sure, set a timer or keep your eye on the clock if you've got to be finished with your training by a particular time so that you can move on with your day and on to other things. But within that training session, rather than counting your progress by minutes spent on a task, count your progress in terms of high quality, mindful, attentive repetitions and attempts where you're working in that zone called the sweet spot. Not your comfort zone, not the survival zone that I talked about last week, but that sweet spot. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the sweet spot, check out last week's agility challenge tip where I talked all about what the sweet spot was and what the hallmarks are for that sweet spot. And until next week, that's it for this week's agility challenge tip. Thanks for joining me on the Agility Challenge podcast with Daisy Peel. If you'd like to take your agility training, handling, and mental game to the next level, check out that ebook that I mentioned at the top of the episode. You can get it for free at podcast.theagilitychallenge.com. It's not for sale anywhere, and it's only available to subscribers of my email list. Getting on board with the right mindset when it comes to your dog agility handling and training challenges is a game changer, so make sure you check it out.